Mishan Aleichem Tzvi Disfran, Shishvi Yitzchus Tzvam Merimera Tzvi Yichiu, Moshe Mishnah Right Tzvam Moshe Mordechai, and the Tzchus Chefegabas Mahal Vizvasi, Yitzchus Shachol Yisrael, Tzchus Vitorbas Tzvi Yavidach, Atan Vasu Nadel, the Gemara in Seches Gittin, and Daphne Beis, on the Beis, has a Shaila. If a Mu'ukov gets Shichur, an Evet, who is freed and mominous, but he still needs to get Shichur for Yisurim, to marry Yisraelis, does he eat Shrum or does he not eat Tum? So, Tosfos says that we're talking about a Chatzi Evet, Chatzi Ben Choyin. Tosfos says that the Metzius here is that it's an Evet, who's half an Evet, half a Ben Choyin. And the Gemara wants to know, since it's half Evet, half Ben Choyin, is the Mu'ukov get Shichu? Yes, he's partially free. If he hasn't yet gotten to get Shichu, can he eat Shrum or can he not eat Shrum? And there's a tzad in the Gemara that if he's a chetzi chetzi, he can eat Truma. With a tzad echad shalai boy, he can eat Truma. A chatzi evet, chatzi ben choyra. Can eat Truma. If he's owned by a coin. How does a Chatzi Ben Choyren eat Truma, even the Mishnah Rishonah that they still hold, one day works for himself, one day works for his master? Still, he's a Chatzi Ben Choyren. How does a Chatzi Ben Choyren eat Truma? Baal Kolchoch, Ayri Ben Ukav get Shichur Al Yidei Hefker. So rather, it must be talking about nothing. So the Chatzi Ben Choyren is not eating Truma. What's it talking about? Somebody who cannot, who is being held back from a get Shichur Al Yidei Hefker. It's the merit. His master was mafkir him. He just hasn't yet given a get Shichur. There's his tzad that he can eat Truma because he was totally mafkir him. If he's a chetzi chetzi, no go. Can eat Truma. But if he was mafkir him and he just hasn't given a get Shichur there, there's a tzad that he can eat Truma. In the Karnei Ra'im, he writes, "My time he hates that chayrus mutu lechol b'truma. Ra'ino rashay lisa shifcha. How can it sound chayrus if you hold like Tosfos? It's talking about chati ad chati menchal. How can it sound chayrus? He truma. He's not allowed to marry a shifcha." Now to marry a shivcha, how can he eat truma? And he can marry a shivcha, that shows that he's owned by the kohen, he's still an eved. But he can't marry a shivcha, else shouldn't be able to eat truma because he's partially not an eved. So we've been going through the shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, of the Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik v'Vorche. So we're going to see what he says. The Rashba in our sugya, Dibur Amaschil, Iboilu, get Shichur, Yesh lo knas, Ein lo knas. The Gemara asks, if somebody's mukav get Shichur, does his master get his knas if he was killed and by an axe and you have to pay 30 shekelim or not? So he asks in the name of Tosfos, the Rashba, the Hochav Sugyan, here in our sugya, if according to Mishnah Achroina, he's called Adoinav. Because the Gemara says, and this suffix of Mukov get Shichur has a knas, who doesn't have a knas, the Gemara brings that if somebody kills Chetzi Chetzi, he gives half the knas to his master and half the kofer, which is what someone's paid when the descendants of relatives are paid when the person is killed by an axe. And since he's half and half, half the kofer go to the Yorshim and half the knas goes to his master. So the Gemara says, isn't this talking about the Mishnah Achroina? Because even according to Beis Hillel, Well, in Mishnah Achrona, at the end, they decided that a master is obligated to emancipate his half-slave. So the Gemara tries to prove from here that even though he has to free him, he's still called Adonav, and therefore he gets half the Knas. And the Gemara says, no, it's Tamei Mishnah Rishayna, and he's still, the master still owns him. He works for his master and for himself on alternate days, so he still has Mamonos and slave, and that's why he gets the Knas. But if it would be Kamishna Achroina, that would show that even though he has to be freed, so he's in effect a free man, but he just lacks a get shichu. So you see that even though when someone's free and he lacks a get shichu, you have to pay the knas to his master. If Kamishna Achroina is called the master, even though he has to free him. So we have a shaila in the Gemara. If the Mishnah Achroina is called Adonav. However, we see in the Gemara and Chagiga, Rechatzi Avechatzi Ben Choron is Patrim Mitzis Riyah. It says, El Pnei Adon Hashem, Mishen Lavela Adon Echad, Yad Zeh Shishlo Adon Achya. So, he's Patr because he's got a different Adon. That's the Afkala Mishnah Rishayna. He doesn't have to be free. But the Mishnah Achroina, that he has to be freed, he's chayev mitzvah sriyah. Because his master isn't his adon. It's not his adon anymore. In Mishnah Achroina, he's not working anymore for his master. In Mishnah Rishayna, he is. So the Gemara there says that it's dafka the Mishnah Rishayna that he's got another adon. Mishnah Achroina doesn't have another. He's chayev in riyah. And here in our sugya, we're mesupik. And we would start to say that even the Mishnah Achroina is called Adonav. So what's pshat? How do you miyashi the stira and the sugyas? According to our sugya, when the subik maybe is called Adonav, even the Mishnah Achroina, and according to that Mishnah, according to the Chagiga, it's pashut that he's not Adonav anymore, the Mishnah Achroina. And if he's chayav in Riyah, he's no other Adam. So the Rashb is metareitz shelinyan aliyah l'regel talya ba'odoin l'maisi yadav sheyochol ha'akvo emiladas l'regel b'glal bitol malachto v'mishum kach v'shut shelo mishnah achroina she'en lo b'maisi yadav klum lo korinim b'adoina v'shen kein hochol agabi knas m'safkul amdun l'choshev adoina v'nakos aliyah l'regel it's taluyin it's adun l'maisi yadav because he can stop from being aliyah l'regel because he's mevatel's malachto therefore it's pashin mishnah achroina that he's got nothing in his maisi yadayim he's not called adoina. Shenkein Hocho, Gabe Knas, maybe still considered Adonai. But even though he doesn't have his Maisi Adai, maybe he's still called Adonai. But there, the whole issue is the Maisi Adai, because he could be Ma'akev from the Gadol Regel, the Gal Bito Malachto. So therefore, the Mishnah Achroina, where there's no Inyan of being Ma'akev, he's got no Maisi Adai. He's not called a Dainav. Here maybe he's called a Dainav. Agave Knas. That's what the Rashba says. Zayin Shem and the Rashba. So Mekilas Yankiv and Simon Lamed Beis, he asks on the Rashba, but so he and two vehicle kushiasim yisugid and gitten the sigid the chagiga. I don't understand the kasha from one sugya from gitten the chagiga. The Besugah the Gidin Kedabina Lamemel Deketi Adon Karina Bey Hanudavka Al Chatzi Tzara Avdus Vito Rak Chatzi Knas. In our Sugya, you want to say still called an Adon, that's Dafka on the Chatzi Tzara Avdus, and that's why he gets the Chatzi Knas. The Mechir Chagamor Rea Desan Yom Noisim Chatzi Knas L'Rabu Bein and Lukmak Mishnah Achroina. If we want to say that the Adon gets a Chatzi Knas the Mishnah Achroina, that if the Adam gets a Chatzi Knas, even though he doesn't have to work anymore, we want to say that he's still the Yadin to get the knas. And what is he getting the knas for? The chatzit tzar abdus. However, he's sugi the chagiga the mavur for the mishnah achrayin a chayiv bireiya. Ozel rak al tzad achatzit chemus. The tzar abdus blavachi pshit the pratu the havel the mitzvah sishman kol ma'ayin shem gemora. Here, why is the master getting in gittin the chatzit knas? Because of the tzar abdus shiva. There in chagiga, why is he chayiv an adil regal? Because of the chatzit tzad ben choyrin. Now the gamal tzad achayus. Then in the miftarei kevin dak upon himself before he loved kol gufo etzarav yom echod. Then in the gamal tzad achayus shish tovad onachir. But even though he's got a tzad achayus to him, ak upon him before he's working his entire body is working for his master one day. So maybe his tzad achayus has a different other. We're pattering him from a Leila Regel because of the tzad. There in the sugya in Chagiga, that we're mechayvim and aliyah l'regel, that's because of his tzad chayrus. Because of the tzad that he's free, because the tzad abdus is pater, because the mitzvah shizman goroma. But even on the tzad chayrus, maybe there's a tzad to pater him. Even on the tzad chayrus, we can pater him. Why? Because so he's serving his master. One day him, one day his master. His whole goof is serving his master. So in that, the Gemara says no. But according to the Mishnah Achron, it's not called that he's an Adon Acher because of his Tzad Cheirus. So we're Mechayv him out to Tzad Cheirus. But our Sugya, that we have a Selfik, if he's called a Dainav or not, is on the Tzad Atlas. Since he's a half an Eved, maybe the Knas goes to his master. So why is it a Kasha from one on the other? There in the Sugya, why is he going Aliyah L'Regel? Because he's going to be Patur, because he's a Tzad Cheirus. And in our Sugya, why is he going to be considered an Eved? Why is the Knas going to go to his master? Because he is a Tzad Aftus. There we're going to be Mechayiv him. And Aliyah L'Regel, because he is a Tzad Cheirus. We're going to consider him a free man because of his Tzad Cheirus. And that's not a steer to us that he's still going to be a knas to his master because he's a tzad abdus. It's makushevichla. It's orachiyum. So the Kilas Yankiv answers v'niramizel and yustaiti das chule ve'arashba binyan chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrenu she'ein ha'perush she'chatzi mamoshu saguf hu eved v'chatzi ha'sheni meshuchro inami. Chatzi mamoshes shall call iver ve'iver hu eved v'chatzi meshucho. It's not pshat v'chatzi eved chatzi ben choyrin that half of his body is a slave and half of his body is free. Or half of each limb is a slave and half of each limb is free. But rather, it's like the Ran writes at the beginning of Perek HaShutfin in the Dorim, in the name of the Ramban, that shutfen b'davar she'en bo'i chaluka, have a kuloi lahai v'kulai. You know what a partner is? They both own the whole thing. Not each one owns half. It's not half-half. Partners are each one owns the whole thing. V'achinami evit zeh, etc. Sh'nishtachrer chetzioi islarabo'i chatzad zechiyah v'toiras bailus b'kuloi. When he's free, this evit, when half of him is free, his master has a tzad of zechiyah and a Torah of bailus in all of him. So it emerged then that all of the Dinei Yisrael and all of the Dinei Eved are in his whole body. Because he's Kuloi Teras Eved because of Kinyan Rabo, and he's Kuloi Teras Yisrael because of his Kinyan Atzma. And the Gemara is asking, and the Rashba is asking very well. According to what we want to say in Gittin, that even according to the Mishnah Achroin, it's called Adainav. So it must be Shekol Gufoi Yeshloi Adon Nipaschus Abdus Sheshlo Rabo Bekula. So his whole body belongs to his master because of the Schus Abdus that the master has in all of him. Just the payment of the Tumei Eved is only Chatzi Knas L'Rabo, because that very same Guf is also Kanu L'Atzma. So for that, the half of the Kofa is going to go to Yorshev. So the master is only going to take half the payment like a Shutuf. And if because of the Schus of the master, we call him his master, so it emerges that his entire Guf has another Adam. So if you say that, it's whole guf. So be'etzem, if he's chetzi chetzi, the master is adon over his whole guf. And he's also adon over his whole guf himself. He's half free and half enslaved. So what does that mean, half and half? It means his entire body is free and his entire body is enslaved. It's like two shutfin. They both own the whole thing. So why do you only make half a payment? You only make half a payment because even though his whole goof is an Eved, his whole goof is also free. So therefore, because of the other whole goof, because of the tzad that he owns himself, you have to give the Yoshim half a koifer. And the master only gets half the knas. And therefore we can ask very good on Gittin, on Chagiga. That if it's true that his whole goof has another Adam, why are we mechayev the chatzi chelos in Aliyah Larega? Even the tzad chatzi chelos shouldn't have to go up. Why? Because his whole goof is an Eved. The entire goof is another Nacher. You're right, the entire goof also, he's his own Adam. But the entire goof is another Nacher. Since his entire goof is another Nacher, should be putter from Aliyah LaRegel, so why is the Gemara Mechayef him? Gevaldik. Based on this, Eish Lara B'Tur Ha'Evin, Reish Chagiger, he understands that Chatzi Gufma Mishu Eved, Chatzi Meshuchro, or half an Evarim. So the Kilus Yankif was Marich B'Inyan Zeh. But this Kilus Yankif, B'Shitas HaRamban, seems to be very, very difficult. And that's because, according to what he's saying, the Gedel Bailus of Shutfin is that they both own the whole thing. And according to this, if one is Mavgir is Chelek, the rest is going to be Kanui to the other guy. If he's Mavgir, one of the guys Mavgir is Chelek, then what's going to happen? It's going to be Kula Kanui Le'echot, or Kula Hefgir. Right, so we both own, Shutfi means we both own the whole thing. So if I'm mafkir my part, so kumtais that it's kuloi yours, and kuloi hefkir, because that was mafkir my part. Zloi tochin klav. You can't have bailus and hefkir at the same time. Stavri vipucho. And also, what's pshat mechatzi ev mechatzi ben choyrin? According to the Hezbir of the Kilas Yankiv B'Das HaRashbo, Pshat is that he's Kulo Eved or Kulo Ben Choyren. And that's a stira min Eube. Because the Abdus is the opposite of Cherus. Can't be Kulo Eved, Kulo Ben Choyren. And also, if somebody's Mekadesh, Chetzia Shifcha, Chetzia Bas Choyrin, we see in the Gemara an opinion that she's Mekudeshes, Chetzia Mekudeshes, According to Hilas Yaakov, she's kula mekudeshes v'kula pnuya. She's kula mekudeshes mitzad lechatzi bas chayim, she's kula pnuya mitzad lechatzi shufka, v'zeh lo yitochen. Because you can't be one or the other. You're pnuya or mekudeshes. Can't be both. Can't be kula pnuya, kula mekudeshes. It's very hard to say that this is pshat and ramban. The way the Kilas Yaakov understands it. That an Eved is, that he's Kulo Eved and Kulo Ben Chorim. That we can't accept. Therefore, we have to say another Pshat in the Ramban. And that's going to lead us to very interesting places. So what I ask is, just to keep you a little bit in suspense, I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but that's what I'm going to do, is to hold off Mirtz Hashem until the next year, and then we are going to see Neflois, we're going to see correct Pshat, hopefully in the Ramban, and we're going to understand this, what this Chetzi Chetzi is all about, and we'll see Neflois Mitevas Hashem. And then hopefully we'll end up answering the Maal Shal's Kasha that we started with. So please stay tuned, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.